Well, welcome back to the show. Delighted to have you here. The scene is set. We are at the Chase Tower, sometimes known as the Cube. It's another amazing building that has been renovated by our friends at Bedrock, and we cannot possibly thank Dan Gilbert enough for everything he and his team have done. And this really is a payoff. I'm looking at fans from every single town, every single NFL city is represented. I will say there's mostly Honolulu blue and silver in front of me right now, but really excited to be here. Grateful to Paul W. Smith for asking me to substitute for him. And I have a very special guest and a good friend on the phone now. Sandy, you talk about taking one for the team. The president and the CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber is not in Detroit for this historic day.
No, I tell you. I mean, what did I do? I mean, you know, why am I being punished like this?
Sandy,
actually, you know, Terry, just real quickly, you know, I'm not alone. I'm with other members of our Mishato team. They just spent the day yesterday touring Ford's investment down here in Tennessee. We're in Nashville, and then today I've got a U.S. Council competitiveness meeting where I'm a board member of, focused on competitiveness. So I thought that, you know, automotive competitiveness. So I thought it was important for me to be here.
Well, it is important, and it proves that you will do whatever it takes and tell our story to anyone who will listen about the importance of our region, of our industry. So it's really a testament to you and your dedication, Sandy, but we do miss you. And, you know, when I found out that I was going to be hosting the show, I thought, well, I'll get Sandy. It's a couple blocks away. He could just walk down from his office and join us here at the Cube. And I was surprised to learn, maybe not surprised because of your dedication to our cause, but appreciate you taking the time to call in anyway. And
And Terry, I want to tell people that, you know, for people who are in a situation like mine, that, you know, you can't make it downtown for this amazing 3 days that we're going to have at Campus Martius with the NFL draft, the Detroit Regional Chamber is live streaming just the video of what's happening on Campus Martius, since our offices are right on Campus Martius in 1 Kennedy Square. And we have an external facing camera. I said, hey, can we just point that at the draft stage and just make it accessible to everyone? And our IT team said, yeah, that's easy to do. So you can actually kind of just live stream. I checked it a couple times on the flight.
I've seen it as well. And then maybe after the fact, it might be fun to do a lapse time video to show how the stage came together and how the area was empty. And I'll tell you what, right now it is jam-packed full. And so exciting. But we're here, we're talking with the Honorable Sandy Barua, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, who's on a business trip to Tennessee, couldn't be here for this, but was kind enough to take a break from his very busy schedule to call in. Let's just talk a little bit, Sandy, about the significance of this draft on downtown Detroit and the businesses here in downtown Detroit.
Well, when you think of the auto show, which you know so well, not just the Detroit auto show, but you know auto shows, Terry, across the globe, they bring in to a city and a region's economy anywhere between $500 million to $1 billion in economic activity. This, what's happening with the NFL in Detroit these next 3 days, is bigger than the auto show. When you think of the number of people, 300,000, I mean, and that's the low-end estimate. We likely will exceed that. 300,000 people in downtown Detroit, being in Detroit perhaps for the first time, so not only is there the economic impact, think of the PR impact that we're going to have in these next 3 days where people coming to Detroit and say, well, gosh, I haven't been to Detroit in 20 years. This is amazing. I mean, we're already starting to hear that. If you look at social media about the NFL draft experience, even in these early hours, people are being blown away by what they're seeing.
And the weather is sure cooperating, Sandy. A little crisp. Let's call it football weather. It was a little more than crisp this morning, but the sun is shining bright, and it looks fantastic. It's gleaming.
We call that a Chamber of Commerce day, Terry.
There you exactly right. Speaking of the Chamber of Commerce, you know, you recently issued your Chamber State of the Region report, which included a bit about education and talent. What were some of the headlines that came out of that report?
You know, the headline, unfortunately, is that we need to be doing more. You know, our K-12 education, even in our high-performing school districts, you know, places, you know, like Bloomfield or Grosse Pointe or East Grand Rapids, you know, across the state, we are just not performing as well as the best-performing school districts across the country. You know, when you look at Michigan's educational achievement rate, which you think when you count for four-year degrees, two-year degrees, or even skills certificates, you know, we are very, very mid-pack. And just, you know, being down here in Tennessee and all the jobs that they're attracting, technology, next-generation mobility, these should be our jobs, right? I mean, you know, Tennessee is the volunteer state. Michigan is the auto state. You know, we're the motor city. You know, all of these investments for next-generation mobility should be coming to Michigan and the Detroit region. And, yes, we're attracting a lot, but, you know, we're not doing as well as some of these other places. And our education levels and our quality of talent is one of the key reasons why we're underperforming.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why you're not going to be there to host that party at your chamber headquarters overlooking the draft, because you recognize the challenges that we have ahead of us and you're willing to take one for the team, as I said earlier. So we really appreciate that. Look, now let's talk a bit, because it's not too far away. About a month from now, you're going to have the Mackinac Policy Conference that the chamber hosts each year. And as usual, your speaker lineup is very impressive. How are plans going for that?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, you know, it is the chamber team that pulls it off. My job is not to get in the way. And our conference chair this year, Suzanne Shank, has been doing a fabulous job opening up her Rolodex, you know, asking her friends, her global leadership friends, to come and make an appearance, and they are. And the great thing about the conference is, and I say this because, you know, many people don't know this, you know, the Mackinac Policy Conference is the equivalent of the chamber's Uber gig. It's not our day job, right? So all the staff that are up there at the conference, you know, their day job could be business development. It could be accounting. It could be anything. It could be HR. You know, that's what they do, you know, in our offices at One Kennedy Square on a day-to-day basis. But when they go up to the conference, you know, they're helping you check in. They're working microphones. I mean, they're, you know, they're hosting a room to make sure that, you know, everyone's comfortable. So it's a really, it's a wonderful all-hands-on-deck, you know, kind of, you know, organizational team experience. And that's actually my favorite part of the conference.
Well, I think it's the preeminent business conference in the country for my money. So I applaud the team, and I know it does take a village to pull that off, and I know this one will be successful as well. Let's talk for a minute about the big news from last week. General Motors moving its headquarters from the Renaissance Center to Hudson's Detroit. So they'll be neighbors of you. What are your thoughts on that significant move?
Well, one, it is fabulous that GM, you know, Mary Barra, Mark Royce, and the team have really doubled down on their commitment to Detroit and Michigan, right? I mean, that is the number one headline. The second headline is, and I know, you know, we're seeing a lot of, you know, kind of hand-wringing in the press, oh, what are we going to do with the Rensen? Regardless of General Motors moved from the Rensen to you know, Hudson's Detroit, you know, what, a massive four blocks away, we would still be asking, what are we going to do with the Rensen? You know, General Motors staying or leaving the Rensen did not change the equation that the Rensen needs to be rethought. And the Rensen served its purpose, you know, in the 1970s. You know, it obviously was a magnificent investment, but, you know, it didn't wear well over time. And, you know, the people who, you know, did it couldn't have foreseen it. So we do need to be thinking smartly. And General Motors and Bedrock have said very clearly that they are committed to figuring out what to do with the Rensen. And I think GM's going to have amazing new space that's going to help them attract the talent that you and I were just talking about.
No doubt about that. Sandy, I so wish you were here to see all of this, but you do have your live stream camera to check in on every now and then. Back when you were on the show and we sat in the Fisher Building in the studios at WJR, you offered to buy me a beer tonight. Is that offer still good? Can I go into – I'm going to be happy to take in the sights and sounds of the regional chamber, but I guess I'll have to ask Tammy Carnreich or maybe Karen or Glenn or someone else to make good on your offer.
Well, you know, Terry, as one of the leaders of the sports commission that brought the NFL draft here and is leading all of the work that is happening the next 3 days, I think you have a path to go anywhere you've gone well.
I will definitely.
Thank you for your leadership.
You're welcome. Thank you for yours and for everything you do. And I will go pay a visit to our friends at the chamber tonight, and I look forward to doing that. Safe travels to you, my friend, and we'll see you when you get back.
All right, everyone, enjoy the draft.
Sandy Barua, the Honorable Sandy Barua, you're listening to Focus on WJR.